5, 4, 3, 2. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, the All Fresno podcast that is hosted by me, Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. And
we're back.
We say that every episode, so yeah. Here's what happens.
No, sometimes we stay on our two weeks once in a while.
We have a schedule. We never stick to it. But we are back, and we're going to be talking about all everything you want to know about Fresno. Pop culture, food.
We missed a lot of stuff, and we're jam full of
radio, TV, all the great Fresno
stuff.
The stuff you need to know to make yourself a good Fresno.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just be excited about living here in Fresno.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. So what do you want to...
We expose the coolness of Fresno.
That's right. That's what we do here.
New tagline.
Flowing with Famous.
Famoso. Yeah. Oh, since Famous, let's get this out there right out there. The Fresno Grizzlies has been doing a little contest. Hashtag Fresno Famous.
That's right.
Bobblehead, who's what local celebrity will get their own bobblehead this year?
Right.
And the NCAA style tournament.
Right.
To see who will get all the Fresno celebs are in there, it seems to be.
Yeah.
Now, did you notice, you know, like Tom Seaver's in there, Kopey's in there, Tark.
Yeah.
Rick Bentley. I was a little surprised Bentley got in there.
You know, I feel like they had to put someone from the Beehive, Fresno Beehive, and Rick Bentley would make the best bobblehead. Right? I mean,
they went with best bobblehead.
Yeah, they go, who of these people would most...
Whose head looks great on the bobbling?
Right. Here's, Let me say two things about this contest, and then I'll tell you how I really like it, and I think it's great. One, if I were doing a contest or anything, and I had a name for it, for instance, I wanted to call it Fresno Famous, I would probably Google and see if Fresno Famous was being used by someone or had at one time been bought by a media company that still own the rights to it. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Also, if I had a great idea to do a contest, you know, NCAA bracket buster style contest that involved local celebrities, I might look back a few years and see if someone else had done that before.
On the Beehive, it was the same, almost the same thing, same people.
You know, and I'm talking shit now, and I shouldn't because it really is a great idea, and I think they played it really well. You know, I think the people they chose well represented. The way that they set up the brackets, at least in the first round, I thought was really smart. Uh-huh. You know, like having Derek Carr versus David Carr, and having, you know, I don't know, Kopey versus Ray Appleton, like those kind of things. I think were really kind of cool. So I think it's a great event, a great little promotion that they're doing. I'm ready to see a bobblehead, and it better be Tark.
Tark.
At this moment, is Tark
leading?
I believe so. I'd have to look, but so we're at the round of 16 as this podcast is being recorded, and you know, some people are gone. Soroyan,
yeah,
done.
That sucks.
All of the radio DJs. I want to say it's from.
Yeah, who does Soroyan have out there promote? Like, come on, Bill, Soroyan.
The TV people are doing really good. The radio people are doing really good.
Bill Soroyan didn't have a Twitter account to go, hey, guys, vote for my bobblehead.
Right. The mayor is still in, which I think is great. I would love to see the mayor as a bobblehead.
Yeah.
That would be crazy and fun.
One.
Fashawn's still in.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I think that would be.
I mean, he should be, but.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Fresno's
beat out Cher.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And I think he would make a great bobblehead, and his connection to the Grizzlies is
yeah, exactly
kinda,
that too. Like
kind of on the nose. You know?
He uses the Grizzly as
I think
his
the
own
Grizzlies
thing.
Use him.
Ooh, I think you're right.
But it's a cool contest. You've been following it, obviously.
Yeah, not as close as you think. Because, like I said, like I was a little bit bitter, turned off, like old Fresno blogger.
Right.
Like, you know, there used to be a website called Fresno Famous, and you know it's still a URL that's owned by the me. Yeah. And say,
but if you look, actually, it says Fresno Famous is a registered trademark of Fresno B.
Like, you hear that?
And the Fresno Bee is a sponsor of the event. As well, so.
They're like, we'll sponsor it.
So, which is, it's totally cool. It's a great event. I think the Grizzlies, they're smart. They're doing, this year, I mean, I think they're really on top of their game. You know, they have all this new merchandise, and it's very, very specific to, you know, the Growlifornia.
Right.
You know,
I mean, it is good that it was at least they're doing it for the bobblehead, because like you said, like I immediately thought of, wait, the Beehive did the same thing, didn't they? Oh, I guess it's not for a bobblehead, but still it's like the
bobblehead,
same
thing. It's great.
Who won? Do you remember who won in that
Ryan
Beehive
Beatty.
One? Ryan Beatty won. Yeah. Oh, okay. Because he had his Beatty people back to help
and there's
him.
A good chance that, you know.
He wasn't in it? He wasn't in for a bobblehead?
So
that'd
we'll
been
see.
Good again for Sean.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think, you know,
I mean, Cher went to high school here for a freaking semester. I mean, come on.
I'd like to see, like I said, I'd like to see Tark. I think he would make a great bobblehead. I think, you know, his passing puts it, you know, it's timely. He was he was a legend, sports legend. He had a personality that sort of lends itself to, you know, being over the top, etc. That's what I'm saying. We'll see. We'll see if I'm right. But you can go to the Grizzlies website. Just, you know, FresnoGrizzlies.com. And
if you go to FresnoFamous.com, you guys have got some videos going on that.
We do. So, you know, the Fresno Bee has bought Fresno Famous is the website. And, you know, over the years,
Fresno's first indie magazine blog.
You know, over the years, that style of website, I think, just kind of that community journalism thing just didn't take, or at least not here.
Well, it's,
and at
it's,
least not
I mean,
in,
the,
in the way that
the
Bee, you know,
tried. You know, when you guys took it over, you tried to get everyone involved. Like, hey, you know, you can contribute. This what you want to make it, and it didn't. I don't know why people didn't run with it. It happened at the same time blogs started.
I think that's it. You know, Facebook started really being popular at that time, and the way people started interacting changed. But that being said, you know, Fresno Bee kept a hold of the name. They kept a hold of the copyright, the URL. Because they had an idea that, you know, at some point they may want to do something new with it. And so they're doing a video series, Fresno Famous, and it's a series of videos on people. It's Fresno Famous, but they're not really famous people. It's more like just normal people that have interesting stories. And so there's going to be a couple of series. I don't know if they're going to try to do it one a week or what they're going to do, but... so you can look out for that. Should be pretty cool. Some interesting stories. Maybe someday they'll do a story on a podcaster named Mike C.
They will
podcast
be,
guru.
They'll be scraping the barrel.
Man, that'd be a great video.
FresnoFamous.com.
Maybe I'll do it. I'll make a video of you. I'll video this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. You'll kill it. You'll really kill FresnoFamous.com. Finally. Death nail.
So anyway, yeah. Go vote at the con. I don't know where.
Yeah,
we
Fresno Grizzlies.
What were we talking
Fresno
about?
Famous.
Yeah.
All of it. Yeah. #FresnoFamous Fresno Famous. Did you see Alton Brown around town? Did you see him at all?
I did
run
not
into
see
him.
No, I did not run into him. But I saw him everywhere via his Instagram.
Food Network's Alton Brown podcast. I think he has a podcast too.
Oh, yeah?
think so.
Hmm.
I want to say he does.
Yeah, no, he was everywhere. And
yeah, he does
even
have one.
The dentist. He was at the dentist here in town.
Yeah, he chipped his tooth on something.
Something happened. Yeah, someone gave him a nut or something.
That's crazy.
I don't remember, but yeah, so he was all around town and he was taking pictures and sharing.
Chicken pie shop.
Chicken pie shop.
Cafe Corazon.
Yeah, Cafe Corazon. Cup of Joy. He went out to Clovis. Oh, which we can talk about if you want to talk about hipsters and Clovis.
Oh, he went to hang out with the hipsters and Clovis?
He went to hang out with the hipsters. He went there. Yeah, I saw so many pictures, random people on their Instagrams and stuff. Hey, here's Alton Brown. And he was, like, smiling with whoever. So I thought it was pretty cool. Like, that's I don't know if he does that in every city. I assume that he does. But
yeah, I imagine so. Being a foodie, he's probably going to check out places.
I do not believe he went and got tacos with Mike Oz.
Oh,
I don't think he did
that.
What
the hell?
So who knows?
What the hell?
That's what I would have done.
Yep. You come into town, get tacos with Mike Oz. Yeah. If you're a celebrity.
Yeah, there it is.
They'll show you where the tacos are.
Right.
These are where the tacos are at.
You can take them to get beer.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike
if
will take
in,
them to
if
get...
If they're interested in beer...
Yeah, craft beer.
Let me know.
Take them.
If they're interested in tacos, get a hold of Mike Oz. If they're interested in music, get a hold of Josh Teehee.
Yeah, they could call me. I'll be like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Read, you said read Band Geek.
Yeah, it's on the website.
It's on the freaking website, bro. I gotta go.
But yeah, Alton Brown was in town. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just so many things
I know.
We freaking missed.
Let's talk about this one because I know you're super excited because it finally happened. Like after years and years of like, you know, this thing being out there. Dave and Buster's is
Dave
coming
to Fresno.
Dave and
Buster's is here. It's coming.
Are you so excited? Yeah. Okay.
Now I'm just like, Like 10 years ago, I've been pumped, but now I don't care.
Let me tell. So this is how I feel about it. I'm sure it's going to be great, and it'll be a huge success. People love it. Dave and Buster's seems to me like a place that I would go in another town.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so like if I'm I'm bowling a bowling tournament, whatever it's place, I'm out. I got a bunch of my friends. We're gonna go somewhere. Where we want to go, Dave? But sounds great. We go to Dave and Buster's. It's the best place, the best thing ever. Right, have a great time. I don't feel like I'll ever go to it in Fresno.
You might go once,
maybe.
It's
I could probably go. I will probably go once. Like you know,
I went in San Diego once years ago. I mean, it's cool. You get to drink beer with play video games. I mean, you can't beat that.
No.
So yeah, it's gonna be cool. I'm excited about it, you know, to a certain degree, but not that. What I'm thinking is now, like, what are we gonna say for like, what does Fresno need? Like,
yeah,
we have no answer now.
Yeah,
we're pretty set. It seems to be
IKEA. We could still.
Oh yeah, yeah. IKEA. You're right about that. But like a restaurant style esque place.
It's
I don't
the
know
final,
what else. What's
yeah,
left?
It's the final frontier.
Buco di Pepo. You ever
know.
Been to a Buco
no,
di Pepo?
I've never been.
It's like an Italian, like a you know, fun high endish Italian place.
We have too many of those.
Yeah, that's true.
We have so many Italian places. We don't need none of that.
We don't need that. Mm. Definitely don't need a Mexican place.
Nope.
Don't need a steakhouse.
Nope. What's the?
We got Pismos for seafood.
What's the second? You know what I mean? The Hooters, but that's not Hooters. It's like Irish themed Hooters. You know what I'm talking
I
about?
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Hmm. See, like, look, we don't know what to do now.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Like, we don't.
We have made it.
Restoration Hardware.
I will congratulate.
Yay,
Fresno.
We got all the chains we need. We're all chained up.
Yeah. So that's going to be opening. Do we have any idea when it's going to be opening?
I want to say the end of the year, but...
Oh, okay.
I'm not for sure. Yeah. It might have been 2016.
Now, that's over by the Applebee's.
Yeah, Barrow. What some synergy there.
It's over by the Applebee's. and for those of you who are going, which Applebee's?
Yeah.
41 and...
Or the Friant.
Friant, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Which it's kind of weird. There's not a whole lot of that kind of development over there yet. So
and they're and also I thought it was going to be in that triangle that lot infamous lot that they've started building on now. So that's That's going to get even more traffic. It's like it's huge crazy. Amount of traffic there already.
Yeah.
So get, just wait.
Yep.
And then if they ever build that like 10-story building that
you'll
they're
never
sports,
be able
they're supposed to
get
build there,
in to Woodward Park
holy
again.
Holy mac. Holy mac.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a lot
but
of
But that's
of,
that was
a
exciting. A lot of people were fairly excited about that. I felt like so that came out of nowhere.
They do
so.
Have that Star Wars game that came out oh. that I want to try. It's like a fully immersive, like, you know, sit down game.
Okay.
But you know, you get inside right. it and you're like in this bubble and you're basically kind of like in an X-Wing or
okay.
in a TIE fighter.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
And you
okay.
like do like a, it's like very, very immersive game. I've seen a demo of it.
Do you get to choose if you're in the X-Wing or
I don't know if you get to choose like yeah. if you're in an X-Wing or a TIE fighter or what, but you it's like a very, very, basically a Star Wars right. flight simulator.
That sounds fun.
And
especially
I know
if
Dave
you're
Busters
drunk.
Has that. Yeah, oh, hell yeah. We all about that.
Yeah.
So there was that.
There was that. That was big news. Everyone was
oh, yeah.
jumping for
crazy.
Joy.
And we almost podcasted, but then we didn't. And we're yeah. like, ah, damn it.
That would have been
perfect.
We can't right.
talk about David Busters.
We have to wait.
Those
we had
the,
to wait for
last week was like the week where I was like, I wish we were a daily show.
Yeah, because, man, there was, yeah. so much it was every day something
yeah,
was
like,
happening
something like,
I was
it,
like taking notes remember to yeah. ask Mike about
that so. Sucks we if we miss we have one window to do the show right. and then if we miss if that we window miss we have to go wait right. for it to come around again the next week
so this would be a good point in the show to tell people if they want to send us you know stuff to talk about that they can mm-hmm. because we sometimes miss things
yeah
because we can't know everything.
You know our sensibility, listener. Right. You know you've been here.
I'm sure there's
you know
stuff
what we
that,
like.
We've, that we've missed.
So the fresnan@gmail.com
yeah.
or get us on our Twitter at perfectpoorpod.
Perfect poor.
Right. Damn it. I mixed it up.
You keep doing that.
Flowing with
pod.
Famous. Or is it flowing
with
pod?
Pod. Twitter. We're on Twitter. Find
we're
it.
On Twitter. Flowing with pod.
Yeah.
And Whatever. Yeah, or get a hold of Josh.
Yeah, find him.
On FresnoBeehive.com.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on. Did you see, I don't know if you know anything about this. I only kind of, I finally got educated on it
okay.
now.
Okay.
This foie gras.
Okay, yes, I know.
Which is foie gras.
I don't know.
Foie gras.
However you say it. We
which
need to
I always hear that it was bad, but I never terrible. Knew why. So apparently it's duck liver.
Duck liver.
And the ducks are force-fed like 3 to 4 times a day. They're force-fed with a tube
yeah.
to make their liver engorged.
Right, then they kill them.
And then they kill them.
Then they eat them.
And then they eat them. And like now I never knew why it was bad. I just knew it was bad. So now I'm like, oh, yeah, that is bad.
But have you
so
ever
I guess,
had it?
No, I never had
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I never
But it like
so for a while it was...
So now what's like legal in Fresno or something?
Well, so it was legal.
Uh-huh.
Then it was illegal. But some places in Fresno still did it cuz whatever.
Yeah, who's going to
Then it was the court case, I don't know. It was the illegality was appealed.
Uh-huh.
And so now it is legal again.
It's back to
and
legal
some,
again.
Some places are Geary's Grubhouse I think has a
Yeah, Geary's
a burger.
Hasn't Jack and Charlie's. I have no idea what
that's
is.
That's down in Visalia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like a speakeasy place. Really cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Charlio and Clovis
uh-huh.
and Irma's Elderberry
okay.
house up
yeah.
in Oakers.
Yeah.
Those are the four places around here that have it.
There you go.
So there's somebody that wrote into the Bee say, hey, this is not cool. Nobody should go to these restaurants. They shouldn't be doing this. So is that something we should not go? You know, you like Geary's.
I do,
should you
yeah.
not go because of because they got the foie gras?
I don't know. Like,
I don't know. I wouldn't eat
legal,
it. I wouldn't
so
eat it.
So I don't see. You know, I mean, I think it's if you start
How
going down that,
that
path.
Apparently, it's good if you're going to do that.
Yeah, I guess
to a duck just so.
But
like,
you know, like.
Eat so, this! Your liver is gonna be so good.
So veal, right? Lots of people like
yeah,
eat
I would,
veal.
I would never
have you
eat
heard
veal.
The like the story
and
of
I'm
how
a,
they get
I'm
veal is
eater.
Ridiculously crazy. I mean, it's just like
oh, like the, I know they put them in a little cage where they can't move.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so
I've seen it in Madeira.
You seen the cages?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
It sucks. See, I have to look away right, every so here, time I yeah, drive by.
So here's the thing. I was thinking about this today, actually. I believe that most people would not eat meat if they had to see what happened.
Oh, yeah. I have to turn away all the time because I eat beef, and I like the beef.
I mean,
but
I think...
like, I can't stand how
I think people would just be like, well... I mean, some people would probably be okay with it, and some people would actually be like, well... I would like to see this so that at least I know I'll still eat meat, but now I know how it's done.
Yeah.
I think most people would just be like, "Holy crap!"
Yeah.
So, no, I don't. I wouldn't personally boycott these places. You know.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's a tiny, tiny portion of their.
Which makes me wonder why I even bother doing it.
Well,
but I don't
right
know.
Now I bet they're doing it because it's. The thing that everyone's talking about, you know, which makes sense. So, yeah, I've never had it. I do not believe.
Yeah.
So.
I never even had duck. So,
oh, I've had duck from Dusty Buns.
Oh, okay, yeah, Dusty Buns. Yeah, Becky likes that. Becky loves that Dusty Buns. Yeah.
So.
Oh, speaking of Dusty Buns,
okay,
there's another topic. Frez Yes Fest. Fred, now did you guys end up getting to go like at the end or?
So no. So we were at an event until about 10:15. So by the time we got over there,
they were just shutting it down.
They were like, "Eh, you can go in, but the,
did you
the
tell
music
them I'm Joshua
done.
T from Flowing and Famous?"
Well, no. So here's what happened. The first security guard we came up to, he was like, "Yeah, they're not really letting people in. It's all done, you know." And then, so we went and walked around to the front, found our friend, whatever. We came back. The security company that it was contracted there, the guy who owns it used to be my neighbor. So then I saw him, and I'm like, "Hey!" And he's
bro.
Like, "Hey, yeah, you can go in. There's nothing
See,
happening."
Got him clear name.
But the beer was all gone. The food truck was all gone. I mean,
you can come in. There was absolutely nothing to do.
That's what he was. He was like, "I mean, there's nothing going." So we ended up going to Peeves and. There was a whole crowd of people outside of Peeves waiting to see Thieves play.
Light Thieves played.
So, and then we ended up actually, there's a like taqueria place right next to Mezcal.
Taqueria. Oh, is there?
Yeah, and it's cool because it has just a little roll-up window and faces the street.
Yeah.
So we got tacos and
hung
out. Yeah, it was so badass. And we just.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hillary had a burrito. I had tacos. We hung out on the street, ate our tacos.
We need more of those kind of places. They're on the sidewalk that just roll up. Because
it was really cool.
The best one of my best food remembering experiences was I had two friends that went to UCLA when I lived in Lakewood in LA, and I go there every weekend because that was like the fun thing to do. You know, Brentwood.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone just all the UCLA kids would go out into Brentwood, and it was like. Four or five of these legendary food places that were open until 3, and they're like that. You just walk up
to the
window and you get these amazing food that tastes, you know, amazing. It's 2:30 and you're drunk, and like there just isn't enough of that here.
Right. Well, there was on this night.
I mean, I guess there's taco trucks, which is our kind of like answer to that. Yeah. But
so it was really cool, and you know. What I find interesting is, so the next day, Sunday, they're posting all these, everyone's posting their pictures. Everyone's like, you know, Tiger Sequoia is posting all their thank yous. We love you all for coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, and it's going to happen. People going, why doesn't this happen every month? You know?
What?
It's what happens after every single event downtown that's like big that people come to.
Uh-huh.
Then they immediately are like, why doesn't this happen all the time? And you're like, you idiots, it does happen all the time.
Yeah, stuff happens all the time.
It's like, okay, so Fred's Yes Fest is not happening next month. Catacomb Party is, you know. The following month, you're going to get the Grizzly Fest, you know. With Fashawn and Strange Vine. The following month, I'm not sure, but then in August, you're going to get another Taco Truck Throwdown.
Yep.
In September, you're going to get another Fuse Fest. And in between, there's a million bazillion events happening all the time. You know, like Tiger Sequoia hosted Fresh Yes Fest. It was this huge thing. This weekend, they're hosting Heroes and Villains Art Show on Friday.
Yep.
Beard and Mustache Club Party on Saturday. So it's like... you know, this stuff is happening all the time. This is the first that you have experienced it,
apparently.
And you know, congratulations to you. I'm not even being an asshole here. I'm saying that's really awesome that you discovered this thing. Now enjoy.
So now it's now pay attention and keep coming down.
Yeah,
because we're noticing Becky and I at Fuse.
Fresh.
And I was like, who are these? Like, where are these people? Who are these people? Right. It was, I mean, so packed, like, annoyingly packed for old people like me, like, this is too many people.
So, my security guard friend said that they were at capacity and they actually.
There was a huge line around the door.
They wouldn't let people in for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they finally did, it was like they were letting, like, you know, 20 people in at a time. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, so there were people standing in line for like an hour and a half just to get in.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, it's like, that's awesome, you know.
So, and as
capacity,
as all this capacity as a result of it, Becky really wanted Dusty Buns.
Okay.
And Dusty Buns was the biggest line, of course, obviously, as it always is.
Obviously.
Whatever there's food trucks, Dusty Buns is the biggest line. And I'm like, all right. Took an hour and a half to get our food.
Yeah.
And they were just so overwhelmed. They didn't have enough people in there. So I was, you know, I was feeling good having some beers.
Yeah.
I love Dusty Buns. I'm friends. I would consider them friends, and everything. And, you know, I see them and stuff. And I'm just like, the poor people that are working in there, like, so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
They could not, I mean, there was like 2 to 3 people at a time working, and they just could not handle the capacity, even though they're getting it out as fast as they could. But still, and I'm like, you know, and Dusty Buns has been touting their new San Francisco place.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seems like they're in San Francisco more. They're in Fresno.
I think they split the owners. They split the time. They have their bistro.
So I'm like, so I was getting ready to do like a full bore troll of Dusty Buns. And Becky's like, whoa, we love Dusty Buns. Don't be trolling Dusty Buns. So I'm like, okay. So I toned it down. I'm just like, I'll bet San Franciscans won't wait an hour and a half for Dusty Buns like us Fresnans are. And they replied very nicely, like, yeah, we still support Fresno, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, like, I trolled Dusty Buns a little bit.
You should be proud.
Yeah.
They, I talked to Gary, who's one of the guys that helps with the truck, and he said they ran out of food. They
I was surprised they still had food by the time we got up there.
I think 9 o'clock or whatever they were.
We were there a lot earlier than that, but
total success, you know. It just proved
Toga. I was complaining on the last Perfect Pour to Matt, who runs the beer garden. I was like, dude, you promoted too well. Like, stop promoting so well. There's too many people. You got too many people to come out.
Right.
Like, the combination of Mike Oz and Tauga promoting at same event.
Right. I mean, I think the New Rock 104 and New Rock 104. That whole thing. I mean, that whole tie-in was huge. And they had just a lot. I mean, it was just and I do think that Tauga Sequoia.
You had Mofo Party Band playing. Yeah. You had 40 Watt Hot playing.
I mean, it was, they just did a really good job of it. You know, Tauga Sequoia does a really good job, I think, of connecting with their fan base, you know, the people who were into craft beer.
Great beer. They're doing great with their beer.
Yeah.
We are lucky to have Tauga and
we really are. And I'm glad people are, you know, because I've been the last probably like month or month and a half, like, we've been going there fairly regularly on the weekends, trying to at least, like, Friday nights. And I'm just, like, I've been telling everyone this is, you know, it's the thing that I've been wanting in downtown for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's here, so I'm glad to see that they're doing well.
I went in, I had lunch in there today where Matt let me in. I brought my lunch in there just to hang out and have my lunch because I happen to be working downtown.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. That's nice to just be hanging out there and just looking at the Security Bank building and Grizzly Stadium.
No,
and
it's
just
really cool.
Yeah.
It's a great space. So, yeah, Fres Yes.
Woohoo! Fres Yes Fest. Although that, I will, before we get off it, I will, we're, as lifelong Fresnans, been hearing that Fres Yes joke for 30 years. Yeah. And it's kind of like, you know, when if your name rhymes with something right. as a kid and people are like, or like the first time they've ever.
I understand. Yes.
Like people come up to you and they think they're the first one to ever come up with this.
Fresno.
Oh, I always say Fresno. Yes. I've heard that about 1,000 times, asshole. And so it's kind of like, I don't like that Fresno yes tag, but it's a good marketing gimmick. And they. Ironically, Tioga was Kevin Cox, the head brewer master. And basically a co-creator of Tioga was on, and Mike Cruz was on The Session, which which is like the Howard Stern of craft beer podcasting radio.
Okay, interesting.
It's like, well, I mean, they're that big. They're
that popular.
They are kind of the Howard Stern. They are very raunchy and all that. But they're on, and this was like kind of like Tioga's coming out party to the rest of craft beer nation.
Okay,
like,
nice.
To the
I saw that.
Outside of the valley, like now people have heard of Tioga because of this show. And he even, the host of it was like, I always like to call it Fresh Yes. And then both of mine are like, and you know, as going to so many shows of bands coming through town, so many times the singer will throw that joke in there and like it never lands. And it just like, here in Fresh Yes, we like to call it Fresh Yes. And nobody laughs. And then the singer's like, usually like, that's a great joke. I don't know why no one's laughing.
Speaking of music, should we go into our
band of the episode? All right, we had two choices. I don't think we decided which one.
No, we didn't.
Won.
You want to do them both?
Do them both, sure.
All right, so this is my choice.
All right, Josh's choice.
My choice is Blaze, who some people may remember. He is a younger dude. I think he's 21 now, but he was in town. He played and gigged around, gigged around town. I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Had his like his like dad is his own band with like his dad. And
yeah, he had his own band. He was young and he had some, you know, older dudes in the band, but classic rock ish kind of stuff. Guitar prodigy kind of guy, and he moved to Las Vegas, and he's in a Journey cover band there, and then he sits in sometimes with this other band. But this thing happened to him. So he is a fan of Brad Paisley, I guess, who Brad Paisley, country western star, also apparently like a guitar genius, like he's really good as a guitar player. And so this kid Blaze heard Brad Paisley on the radio one day and kind of like fell in love and was like, man, this Brad Paisley dude is great. So he wrote this song called Brad Paisley that's about like how he wants to someday jam with Brad Paisley, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm a rock and roll guy, and, you know, this country western dude, like, you know, took my heart with his guitar playing, and now I want to jam with Brad Paisley. And he made this video, and the video's funny. It's like, it's sort of a, it's got like a little bit of a Sweetie vibe to it, because in the video, like, he's playing his guitar, and then he also stars as Brad Paisley, but it's like, he just made this Brad Paisley mask, at Kinko's, oversized. And so he plays Brad Paisley, and they, like, hang out, whatever. Okay, so he posts this video on YouTube, and it kind of makes him round, and then Brad Paisley sees it, and he tweets out something to the effect of, like, man, this video is really cool, this guy spent a lot of time on it, and yes, I will jam with you, whatever. So then, which would have been like, whatever, hey, this is cool, Brad Paisley noticed my video. But they actually like contacted him, Brad Paisley's people, contacted Blaze and said, hey, yeah, he would really love to have you jam with him. You know, let's set this up. Back and forth. Finally, they're like, okay, we're going to, if you come out to the show we're doing in Colorado Springs, you can meet him at Soundcheck, you can jam. He's like, perfect. They said, we'll play. You'll play the new single with him. He's like, that sounds great. Shows up, and he's like backstage, you know, and Brad Paisley's doing whatever Brad Paisley's doing. And then they start talking, and Brad Paisley says, all right, well, we're going to do this song and this song and this song, and there's like four or five songs, right? And so he's like, and then he says, and then Brad Paisley starts like saying, oh, yeah, I really think. Yeah, I think the crowd will really dig those. And it, like, occurs to Blaze that, like, oh, I'm actually going to play on stage, you know? So then Brad, like, actually brings him out in the middle of the show, and they play two songs, and it's, like, you know, it's awesome. And then he brings him back later, and they do, like, the final song, and then he brings him out for the encore, and, you know. Yeah, but what's awesome is, so there was four songs, and I don't remember the exact songs, but... two of the songs he didn't even know. He hadn't played before. So he was like between the sound check and the show, he was in his car in the parking lot learning the songs, watching shit on YouTube whatever, trying to learn the songs, and then he went in and jammed, you know. So then, you know, video like of him playing, like, you know, got the rounds, and he was in Guitar Player magazine and stuff, you know, and it's really cool. And it's interesting because, you know, you would think that this, I mean, obviously he's a professional. So you see him on stage and it doesn't even look like, I mean, he just does it, you know? I mean, it's like, whatever. If there were any kind of like weird stage fright or whatever that was happening, I mean, it's, you know, he looked like he would belong there. And then, you know, Brad Paisley started playing some little riff, and then he would play a little riff, and it was this back and forth kind of thing that was totally like, they hadn't rehearsed or anything, you know, and he just went with it, and it was really cool. So, anyway, that was a long story. Blaze,
awesome.
You want to? I think we have a little bit of that song, hopefully. So.
People say that I was born with the guitar in my hand, a skinny, long-haired rocker kid, and Kiss was my band. One day I was flipping around on the car stereo, and some cat was just tearing it up on country radio. And that cowboy has been number one on my iTunes playlist lately, and all my headbanger friends think I've gone crazy. 'Cause now I wanna jam, now I wanna jam with Brad Paisley. Wanna play the guitar right up there on stage with Brad Paisley. And I just know in my heart I'll get that chance someday. I grew up on the West Coast on Van Halen and Vine. I even jammed with
And number two.
And band of the episode number two.
One of my favorite bands because of the genre, doesn't get...
Sure.
You don't really see them in the regular clubs, and they are kind of young still, but they're in their 20s now, so...
Oh.
Sounds and Sciences.
Yes.
For their style of music, I think they do a really good job, and I think they're underappreciated highly, just because of they're in a niche sound.
Yeah.
So
what would you call this?
They would be melodic metal.
Ugh.
Melodic metal, metalcore.
I'm sure I actually like it. I just
give
say,
it a chance, man.
No, I'm sure I know I like
and
it.
And I know metalheads will be like, I don't like clean vocals.
I've heard them before, and I actually do like it. So.
They nail what for what melodic metal is. They nail it, and they're really. I think they're really good.
Yeah,
and that if this, they're in a different genre of music, they would be so up there in Fresno band
this
lore.
This band played Fuse Fest, right?
Yeah, a couple years ago. Yeah,
at Downtown Club.
Yep,
they killed it.
That was them.
I still remember it in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were a really good band. They have a new album out. Yeah,
yeah. I think it's an EP.
It's
called Provident.
There you go.
Providence. Providence Point.
And it's they will be playing in town, yes?
I don't have a
show.
Damn it.
I think they are playing in town.
Oh, I'm sure they are, but I don't have the information on it.
Let me track it down for you. Well,
look up Sounds and Sciences.
I won't be able to check.
And we'll link to them on our show notes.
But yeah, they definitely are playing in town, I'm sure, soon. I remember seeing them, and I wish that I knew where. But
damn it.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out, because I think they're, I mean, they really are a great
love
band. So.
Let's hear a little bit off of that new EP. Clean vocals can be fine.
Yeah. I wouldn't know about that.
Hardcore metalheads.
All right.
You gotta slow down some It'll Grow Back songs so I can hear what your lyrics are sometimes.
If we slowed down It'll Grow Back songs, we'd be a grunge band. Everyone would be like, why are you playing?
Why are you playing 90s grunge?
Yeah,
bro?
Why are you a...
what's the matter with you?
All right.
So the big thing that everyone's been buzzing about in town, the new radio station.
Oh, man.
105.5.
It's classic hip-hop 105.5.
Bam. Yes. First ever kind of, although there is, it's not hip-hop, but there is another station I always have, and it's my wake-up, my alarm station, too.
Okay.
There's like a... never mind.
97.5?
I think it is 97.5. It's not hip hop, but it's like kind of Motownish.
Slow jams.
No. Something like that. I don't know. But no, 105.5 taking over Fresno's
era. Hip hop as yet unnamed. It doesn't have a name. Mm-hmm. Well, by the time you hear this podcast, it'll have a name. I think this weekend.
Oh yeah, they're doing
yeah. So this is a radio station from One Putt, who we've talked about.
One Putt's taken over the world.
We've talked about before. One Putt is the what would you call that? Chain of
local radio conglomerate.
Conglomerate, yeah. It's the radio conglomerate owned by John Ostlund of the Kino fame.
Kino fame.
And K Jewel Kino. And he bought all these radio stations, and one of them was
940 ESPN,
105.5, and they decided to make it into a classic hip hop station.
Man, a genius move apparently, because everyone's talking about it.
So
and it's good.
I mean, really, the thing is, right now is a great time for it because I think that hip hop in general, like across the board, in pop culture, is becoming. It's an accepted part of pop culture.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
yeah,
it's just
funny,
you know,
it's been around forever, but now it's like the generation now it's gotten so far into generations now that it's just an accepted form of music, and everybody kind of knows it now.
Right.
And you know, that whole like stigma is kind of gone.
Right. So you have people like Macklemore and Iggy Azalea and whatever, and they're doing, and you know, some people will say that's not hip hop, but you know, they're doing this thing that sounds like hip hop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because they're doing that, it's sort of everywhere in pop culture, right? And so now we have what essentially is like, this is a classic rock station, but for hip hop.
Yep.
Which is crazy if you think about it, because it means that hip hop has been around long enough now that it can have its own, like, you know, classic station. So, really, really good. One of the things I think they did right was bring on Aesop, who's a local DJ. He's an MC. He was with the Living Legends. If you know him, if you've been around town, any you know,
he's playing all the time.
Yeah, so he's serving as the hustling all the time. I don't know. He has some kind of title. He's on it, like all of the little promos and things you hear. That's his voice, and he's also like the consultant, you know, to make sure that they don't know what they're doing.
Don't be stupid.
And so helping them choose.
Yeah, I don't think John Aslam would be able to put together a playlist so well.
Right.
Program direct that one.
But man, it's a great station. It's the only station I think right now that I can listen to, just have it on and know that something good is going to be playing.
Yeah.
You know?
And yeah, for me too, it's
all day I can have it on.
More so than say classic rock is like,
oh yeah,
all these songs, like I don't have them in my catalog.
Yep.
But then they come on now because now I'm like, oh yeah, this song. So I'm like not sick of any of the songs.
Right, right.
Like where like classic, you know, if I listen to Fox, I'm like, oh my God, I've heard this song 5,000 times. But like with this station, I was like, oh yeah, I've heard a song in 20 years. Right. And it's like,
here's the thing. I was surprised. I didn't even realize I knew half, you know.
I know. I'm surprised.
Like,
I'm listening
to these things and I was like,
I know like most of the stuff.
It made me real sad because I was like, oh man, in the 90s, hip hop was awesome, and I totally wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Like,
I
didn't
care. Yeah, that's true.
You know?
I don't know. I follow hip hop that closely now, so I don't know. But it does, like holy crap, this is all really good.
Yeah.
And there's no way they're doing this well now.
And so the thing.
Back in my day, hip hop was real and good. You kids today with your Macklemores.
Macklemores and your Iggy Azalea.
No hip hop.
So, what's really funny though is...
Give me KRS-One any day.
Is that they... because it's hip-hop, some of the songs are either edited or have edited versions. For instance, there is a song that goes something like... shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Okay. That's the original. That's how I know the song.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the station the other day, and this song is on, and it goes, shake it fast. Watch yourself. Shake it fast.
Shake it fast.
I'm thinking, is this the same song? And then there was another song, and I can't even remember what it was, but you know, they just blank out the curse words. There was probably 10 seconds, full 10 seconds of the song that was just gone. And I'm thinking, is it even worth playing on the radio at that point?
Yeah.
Are we even listening to the same? But still, I love it. I think it's a great idea. And I think it's going to be wildly successful. And I think John Austin will then sell the station.
Yeah, he's like, this is too good.
I mean, isn't that what he did with Kino? You know, because he had it,
he
was doing the talk radio for a while on the station, and then when the station he was doing the talk radio,
right.
The station, he brought it from zero to where people were actually listening, then he sold it to ESPN.
Well, he's got the ESPN one, 940.
Yeah. But I mean, like, they, you know, had a thing.
Well, that one, well, 105.5 was a sports talk.
Was a sports talk, yeah. Some people were mad because
Jim Rome's out of town now. Yeah. Jim Rome's looking for a home in Fresno.
I'm sure he'll
find it somewhere.
Where do you think he's going to go?
I don't know. Like, it might be 1340, but Fox, that's a CBS stuff, like Dan Patrick and stuff. That's one I listen to the most. But
okay.
That and Tony Diodato, right, yeah. 2 to 3 on 940.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm very excited, though, to have this station in town. I think it's really cool. So, hip-hop. Mm-hmm.
It's good. Good. Yeah. It's good. It's good.
Check it out.
Have you? We always like Fulton Mall stuff.
Oh, man, I love Fulton.
Have you had a $10 cup of coffee on the Fulton Mall, Josh?
Man.
There's a $10, and then I think they said there's a $15 one,
so,
too.
This was a story in the Fresno Bee, as done by Bethany Clough.
Yeah, we always mention about, something Bethany does. We got
about
Bethany
Little Bean.
On.
She's great.
Yeah.
So, about Little Bean Cafe, and Little Bean Cafe is on the Fulton Mall, right across Catacorner from the Southwest Pacific Building, or Security Bank, whatever that building is, whatever you want to call it, the big building, right there on Mariposa Plaza. And I guess they have this cup of coffee that's they had a cup of coffee that was $15. And that's like, it was just a cup of coffee that was based on the price of the beans because they're some kind of crazy. And then those beans sold out. So now they have these other beans, $10, you know, cup of coffee. So I don't know. What's crazy is, so she did the story, and it's a great story because whoever thinks about a $10 cup of coffee, right? I mean, that's crazy. And then B, it's on the Fulton Mall, and mm-hmm. I don't think anyone would ever expect that, right? You know?
Yeah.
So, my dad today, I go to see him, and he's like, I think I gotta go down there and try that. I'm like, oh my God. But here's the thing, and I'm gonna do a KMJ rant.
Oh, yes!
Because I have to every time.
Dun, dun. Are you hearing
sure
this,
they,
Philip Teresi?
I'm sure
Here
they
we go.
Hate me. I'm sure Here we they go. Hate me. So I'm in the car today, and Ray Appleton is drinking a $15 cup of coffee. He's like, $15 cup of coffee.
Some KMJ's down. This isn't.
And I didn't listen to the
John
whole
Brodsky
show.
John Brodsky paid for this.
I didn't listen to the whole show. So it is possible that at some point he referenced the story in the Bee.
Oh, okay.
But in the time that I heard it, I did not hear him say mm-hmm. anything about it.
Yep, yep.
I feel like it's professional courtesy.
Yes.
To at least, man, I'm going to get myself in trouble though, because
nah,
I know.
Nah, bro.
But I feel like.
Go, bro, go.
I feel like if I find something on another website, in another news media outlet that I think is interesting.
As a blogger, you always link to it.
And you make it clear, like, this is where I got this from.
Yeah.
Or you tweak it, you know.
As a good blogger. Or you block out the quote from where you're getting from. Look what this person said over on suchandsuch.com. And you
so I sort of feel like I understand, like, this is a great idea, right? Mm-hmm. $10 coffee. You have them bring it on. Like, okay, that's great, Ray. I would, and this is where I didn't listen to the whole show.
Maybe
at some point he did. But, you know, to
me,
we're going to
go on the assumption that they didn't, because they usually don't.
I just think that, like, this is the thing about the Fresno Bee. There are people there. And Bethany does a really good job of this. Like, she's doing stories that people are always talking about, but it doesn't always get back to it being
Bethany
from, you know. So, anyway,
mm-hmm.
$10 coffee, go try.
That's been a long tradition with the Beehive, the Bee and the Beehive.
Yeah,
as no matter who it was there, whether it was you, Bethany, Mike Oz, whoever, then you'd see it on the Beehive, see it in the Bee, and then the next day, all of a sudden, you see it on the news station.
Right, yeah.
Then you see it on hear it on KMJ. And there's never like, and it was always presented as like, this is a general news story that we've just picked up on. And we're like, wait, the only place it was at was the Bee,
before,
the only place it was at was the Beehive. or whatever. And like, there would never be any kind of like, according to the Fresno Bee, according to the Fresno Beehive, according to the Fresno, such and such. And it was just like, we've just picked on this. And like, we know what you're doing. We see it as, you know.
But no one, and it just, it sort of upset me because I really did feel like, you know, Bethany had found this really great story. You know, it was in the paper. It was online. It was this, you know, cool little thing. And there are probably lots of people who will tune into Ray's show and be like, man, Ray is really in touch with what's happening here in town, you know?
Yeah.
And it just sort of annoys me. And it shouldn't, I guess, but there it is. I have not had the $10 cup of coffee. I have had coffee at Little Bean before, and I thought it was very good. So. Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're doing pretty good.
Yeah,
and he still... even Bethany's story, he kind of made a in her interview with him, he kind of basically implied that, like, you know, because people, when he was trying to open it, people are like, you know, why are you going on a full mall?
Yeah,
and he basically saying like he's kind of proved them wrong at this point. Right. Like, this is
the I'm my pretty, problem doing with that successful place right now. Is that I'll never go there because they're not open on weekends. And I don't really make it onto the mall.
Downtown life? I live in the downtown.
Yeah, right. But I don't often make it onto the mall during weekdays.
Right, because you're at work.
You know, or I'm out doing other,
right,
you know.
Doing stories.
And so I'm not really on the mall all that often. So I've been in there a handful of times. I think it's a really cool place, but yeah. $10 cup
of
coffee.
If you had a road by it, then you'd be fine.
If
there was a road right up to it, you could go all,
if I did
all
have
the time.
Truthfully, now that you say
Oh, no. This is backfiring on me.
A road may actually, I mean.
My sarcasm's backfiring. No. But isn't people, I heard some rumblings about people are starting to complain, like, nothing's happening with this road.
Well, okay, so it has been pushed back. There was a news story, a couple days
ago.
Sorry,
Nick.
So they wanted it. I guess they originally were, the original plan would have had them already starting, I think.
Uh-huh.
And now it's been pushed back to summer. At some point. So.
Summer!
And I don't remember why.
Summer!
And I think the people who are trying to, you know, appeal and block them all are still, you know, there's some legal wrangling that they think.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Stop the legal stuff. But just like, I'm still in the I'll believe it when I see it group.
Right.
And so far, I'm being proven right.
The summer. You know, midsummer, I think that they're fully expecting there to be a construction beginning. So,
this is what I say.
All right.
That's my official quote. If anyone wants to use that,
we're gonna cut that and bring it back. And summer, we'll be like, can you please bring up your quote from earlier? That was back in April, in March, and now here it is. So.
Have you seen this about the Fresno series? It's being taped, and I think it's got shown at a festival somewhere where they're developing a series about named Fresno, and it's with a couple of known actors.
It's a movie.
It's a movie? I thought it was a series.
It's a movie with Natasha Lyonne.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, is that it?
One of the girls
Judy Greer.
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And that one other blonde that's in everything, but you don't know
Greer.
Her name.
Judy Greer. And Jamie Babbitt is the director.
Mm-hmm.
It is a movie called Fresno.
Okay. Well, why did I think it was a series? I thought it was like a Netflix series
or
something.
No, it's a movie. It is called Fresno. It's about... we may have talked about it on this show before, but maybe not.
Did.
It's about two sisters. They're maids in Fresno. One of them is a sex addict. Recovering.
Hey, yeah.
And,
most of us Fresnans are.
Right. They're made... they accidentally... kill someone and have to cover it up, and it's a dark comedy.
All right.
It premiered at Sundance.
Ah, okay.
Saturday, I think.
It's coming together for me.
And I I want to see a trailer for it, and I can't find one.
Yeah.
So I've read reviews. I don't know. Most people think it's okay. Some people think it's funny-ish.
Yes, funny-ish.
Yeah, funny-ish.
I'll bet none of it was filmed in Fresno.
There were, I think, maybe like a few establishing shots. I can't remember. Ray Arthur would definitely know. I remember asking him or someone asking him, and he said, no, the majority
of
it.
Our retired film commissioner.
Yeah, but he said the majority of it wasn't filmed here in Fresno at all. So, but it's called Fresno. It takes place in Fresno. Yeah, so you can look it up.
Look it up.
Google Fresno, the movie. You won't find a trailer. If you find a trailer, shoot it to me because I'm so interested to see.
Joshua T on Twitter.
And actually, if you're on Twitter, because I tweeted out to some of the actresses, and because they were all up in South by Southwest taking pictures, doing the whole thing.
You're like, hey, I'm in Fresno.
I want to know where the trailer is.
Where's the trailer?
Yeah.
Like to help promote your little movie.
I would. I'd like to promote it.
Would help you out.
Yeah.
We can come on Fresno Famous, talk about it.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
So the director, we have Skyping abilities
here. The director was in town. She did another movie several years ago. Was in town for Real Pride.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hung out. So.
So she knows.
Yeah.
Where that's where she got the idea.
Maybe. Yeah. She met a maid.
She met a maid.
She's like, hey.
They killed somebody.
Right.
And they're like, ah, this is a movie.
This would be a great movie. You're going to be my sister.
Well, before we go here,
We killed it, by the way, speaking of this episode.
Yeah, killed
There's
it.
There's so much
All
going on.
All the Fresno. Speaking of, I trolled Dusty Bones a little bit.
You trolled
Something mentioned on the last show. A bee columnist that kind of irked me. Well, he irked me even more.
Oh, no!
And I trolled him on Twitter, and he, as any respectable person does, did not respond to my trolling.
Yes.
Damn it! And I was
so
looking. I totally turned into a troll. I was like, is he going to respond?
Is he going to respond?
And he never did. Damn it.
Who was it? Who is it?
David White.
Oh, okay.
Sports. Yeah, yeah. He has one column a week in the the sports section.
That's all he does.
He seems like I think he's just like a hired gun for one column.
Okay.
But he does talk about local stuff, and he lives in Porterville, so he's a South Valley kind of guy.
Okay, fair enough.
So this was the.
So let's establish this. Last time you were mad because why?
Last time I was mad at him because he called me a gray haired because. Everyone was going all crazy about Tark because when he passed away and saying he was the greatest coach of Fresno State history. And I was like, nah, Boy Grant was actually the greatest coach of Fresno State. I respect Tark, but it was Boy Grant. And so I guess a lot of people were telling him that.
Right,
and he was saying, F you, Boy, Boy Grant
didn't say F you in the column.
He probably didn't, but
that was
I'm paraphrasing.
All right, the tone, right.
I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. And he said, Boy Grant didn't get Fresno State on CBS. Boy Grant didn't get Fresno State on ESPN, blah, blah, blah.
Didn't get Save Martin.
Didn't get Save Martin.
Okay.
So shut up, gray hair. Shut up, you old people. And I'm like, hey, bro.
He caught you perfectly.
Yeah, and I was
like, how did you know?
You son of a bitch.
How did you know?
So that's what irked me. And I already was like, I was a little bit not so cool with his columns anyway. So now he's like, he just spoke to me.
He's on the
So then his next column, he's talking about the new Fresno State's new athletic director.
Okay, yeah, right.
And he comes from Oregon. Big time program,
and he has this whole plan,
and he was saying like, hey, Fresno State has too many fences. We need to take down some fences and look at things differently. And David was like pointing that out, like, we do need somebody to look at things differently, and that's great. And he already made that point of it is good to have a fresh set of eyes was his point, and good point. Well, he kept. Following it, kept going with it, and finally puts in this at the end, completely unnecessary.
Okay.
Says, after all, Fresno is a great place to live if you've never lived anyplace else.
Wow.
That's what he said. Completely unnecessary. He'd already made his point. tax that on. So right. that is a, and he's a former columnist for the Chronicle. So he's a Bay Area guy living in Porterville. So there is, that is somebody that has a bitterness to Fresno.
Sure.
You don't put that in there unless you're bitter towards Fresno.
Okay.
And so I tweeted that.
Okay.
I quoted him directly, added him on Twitter, and I said, and then I just put in, you know, quote, that quote said, by David White at the Fresno Bee. And then I put hashtag things asshats say. And he did not respond.
Did anyone?
No. Some people retweeted it and favored it.
Okay.
No one got crazy. It didn't blow up on the internet. Yeah. It didn't blow up the internet.
There was no blog war or nothing.
No, nothing happened. Man. And I was, as a troll,
and you were
as apparently as a troll now I am,
yeah.
I was disappointed.
Apparently you have become a troll. Man, how the mighty have fallen. Remember when you were a blogger?
Yeah,
now you're just
and I
a
hated
troll.
Trolls. Now I'm just, I'm a troll.
Wow.
Now. So there.
Well, there
That's
you
all
go.
I have.
Yeah. Man, that was a great podcast.
I think it's time to plug it up.
Let's
now.
Go ahead.
Plug it up.
Plug it up.
Plug it up. Plug it up.
All right.
If you'd like to troll...
troll us.
Troll Flowing with Famous. Look us up on Twitter.
So, you start. What do you got to plug?
Just as always, the podcast network. That is the Dorktown
Network.
Network
of Podcasts.
We've got Flowing with Famous
Flowing
talking
with
about
famous.
Fresno.
Yep.
We got Dorktown talking
Dorktown.
About who knows. You just don't know what's going to happen.
You never
happen.
Know.
You don't know. And
Perfect
Pour. We're going to talk about craft beer.
Beer.
And get off my podcast. We just got to talk about Harrison. It's just Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
All day. We got to talk about Harrison Ford being a badass, landing his plane on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
Walking away.
Well,
badass.
Yeah. Saving a bunch of people.
Yeah, he could have put that into some homes.
Yeah, he chose not to.
Chose to put on the golf course.
Yeah.
And he said, nice try, Lao Shay, when he got out of the plane.
I'm sure that's
funny to hear some four people.
Okay. Three people listening to this are going to...
They totally got that joke.
That's pretty funny. Anything else?
Yeah,
any, Recos? Is it Recos?
Yeah, Recos. Recos.
You got any Recos?
No. Have I been anywhere lately?
No.
Jeez. I go to China Bistro a lot for takeout. China Bistro on Bullard and West.
East meets West China Bistro?
Ooh, I don't get the East meets West. Do they use that?
I think it's East meets, yeah.
I never.
That's a really good place. I've never had takeout there.
It's back in the little corner
in the corner.
It's all nice and tranquil.
Used to eat there a lot with work people.
Oh, okay.
I really liked it, yeah, so... good place.
There. So there's a Chinese reco for you.
There you go.
Chinese
if
restaurant
you like,
reco.
Chinese food. So I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee. So that's Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. And if you are into any of the things that we talk about, most of them
probably
going to
be on the Beehive.
From the Bee or the Beehive.
We take from the Beehive and don't acknowledge them.
No, we don't. I guess we should make that a little more... We do actually really talk a lot about them. So my coworkers mostly and myself. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff. If you're into music, I do a weekly band geek music roundup. And that's everything. Well,
all the local music.
Pretty much
music
everything.
Music happening.
Yeah, music happenings. As much as I know. And I know quite a bit. So that's all there. And then lots of other stuff as well. So go there, see that. Then I'll also plug my other day. It's not a day job, it's probably a night job. As a lead singer of the punk band It'll Grow Back.
Yes, it will.
And we have several shows. We just played a show at Audie's with a great band from Portland called Ape Machine.
Oh, yeah.
They were really great.
Man,
they have the
damn Sunday shows.
I know. But it was a great show. They had this real cool Dio. The guy has a Rodney James Dio vibe going on.
Right.
But no, they were really cool.
And then you just played Tioga for the Mustache Festival.
Right, well, by the time you hear this, we will have played that, yeah. So Beard and Mustache Club is doing a fundraiser. They are wanting to have a competition here in October. in order to do that, they got to raise some money, I guess. It costs money to do.
It's bringing beard celebrities, man. It ain't cheap.
It ain't cheap, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, what's the guy? Who's the guy? The beard guy? The main one? Yeah, man, he was so popular for a while.
I'd have to ask the bearded brewer at Tioga.
He was on. Yeah. Anyway, there are beard people. We're going to be there. We're going to be rocking out. And that'll be, or we have been by the time you listen to the show. But you
are you
can,
the what? Full band or is it acoustic?
No, we're full band. Oh, okay, we're not good.
Because I saw the Cliftons are going to be
Clifton
like
Brothers are
going to
be doing a kind of an acoustic thing. Yeah, yeah, okay. Just the two of them. And then Motel Drive will be playing. And a band I'm flaking on. And I apologize to you guys profusely for not remembering your name. But we will be playing the following weekend, the 27th Friday, down in Visalia at the Cellar Door. This is our first Cellar Door show.
What?
With Sound and Vision.
It's your first Super Cellar excited. Door show?
You know, we've played down in Visalia at Howie and Sons.
Howie and Sons.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
But we haven't, you know, had... I think there just hadn't been... There hasn't been a show at Cellar Door that we really kind of fit on. Yeah. And so there's a show. It's this guy called... Jon Gatton, I can't even pronounce his name. He is
Jon Gatton. Hardly knew him.
Jon Gatton, I think G-A-T is the last name, and he is this Israeli guitar player, and he was in this kind of this Israeli punk band that was supposedly like mind blowing. They were just like insane, and he quit that band, or that band broke up, and so now he's doing his own like kind of solo project, and it's this crazy like kind of psychedelic punk rock weirdness, and he sings in you know, Arabic sometimes, and you know, it's just this crazy thing. And then an Australian band, the Gooch Palms, who recently played in Fresno, they're playing down there, so it's gonna be a really cool like super exciting night. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be real fun. So if you are available and want to see like a night of just crazy antics and some decent music, I think also Cellar Door in Visalia. And then you get to hang out in Visalia for the night too, which I think is real fun. So
I got some beer, good beer stuff in there too.
Yeah, so I think people should go to that.
Good pita kebab. If you want good craft beer, pita kebab dude.
I think I'm going to try to get down there early for that.
Go to pita kebab. Yeah,
and get all wasted.
Talk to the captain.
And be like, blah. Oh, he's a captain.
There's the captain works there, and Shafiq owns it, I think.
There you go.
I mean, they both do.
That's a reco.
There you go. There's a reco.
Plug and a reco.
Yeah, Visalia reco. Pita kebab.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's it. You can find out more about us. It'll go back on Facebook. It'll go back. Backslash, you know. It'll go back. And on Twitter, it'll grow backs.
It'll grow backs.
And I'm all really, get I'm out really to some shows. To do, yeah, man.
Come
do
up
it.
To Josh and say, hey, I listen to Fully Famous.
No one.
No, we just had this guy, Dave Renteria, on Perfect Report.
Okay.
He's the local craft beer Fresno guy.
And the name is
he was, you know the name. Like, you've seen him on Twitter talking about Fresno stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he does a Fresno Life hashtag, like hashtag Fresno Life.
Yeah, okay.
He's the one that does that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was telling me, him and his wife were at Fresno Fest, and they're like, and she listens. He was telling me how she listens to Flowing with Famous. It was like one of the first times, like somebody random was just like, "Hey, my closest is listening to Flowing with Famous."
So. Well, to you, ma'am. I shouldn't say ma'am.
This is Renteria.
People don't like it when you call him ma'am. Yeah, like,
no, she's young.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah.
For listening, it makes me feel good. And by the way, when we're done with the podcast, I will talk to you, Mike, about some possibilities for things coming up with the podcast. I think
Creative Fresno.
No, no, but
not that Creative Fresno.
So I think that's it, man. This was I had a good time.
I had a good time too.
And it's almost,
I wish we could do this all the time.
We can't.
Yeah. Tell all your Fresno friends about this.
Right. If you listen, like it, find us. We're on Stitcher. We're on
iTunes. Maybe give us a review.
Give us a review. Give us a thumbs up. Or is it a thumbs up on iTunes?
Thumbs up on Stitcher.
Stitcher, thumbs up. iTunes, just a good review.
Review it.
Yeah.
Five star and review it.
Yeah. There it is. And I'm not even going to count us out. We'll just jump into it.
Reed, reuse your board. Reed, disrupt your board. Reed.